Okay. Welcome to August 21st, 2024, San Juan School District Board of Directors monthly meeting. We do barely have a quorum. John Kirsch is excused, and I call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I
Pledge
pledge
allegiance
allegiance to
to
the
the flag
flag of the
of the United
United
States
States
of America
and
and
to
to the
the
Republic
Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under
nation,
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda. Questions or change requests? If there are no objections to the agenda as it stands, I call it approved. Public comment. Since there's no public comment, I don't have to say anything else. And now we go into section 2.01, Fred's superintendent report.
I really don't have a lot tonight. All I really want to say is we opened up today with our San Juan Island Institute, where I think we probably have about 80 to 90, between 80 and 90% of the staff that have come. And of course, I didn't see every session because in the morning we have split by schools or by campuses. I actually had Griffin Bay, so it wasn't even. Then there was a secondary section, there was an elementary section, and then this afternoon, breakout with speakers from off island that came in. I got to tell you, I was you couldn't go to all of them. You could only go to two or three. That the person, Dr. Alicia Roberts Frank, was phenomenal in my opinion. She was good, and I mean, I could listen to her again, to be honest with you. And so, and you know, from a GBS perspective, we had a session this morning on instructional AI, and that sparked a lot of conversation. How that's different than generative, because it didn't give you the answer. It's give the man a fish or teach the man to fish kind of difference. And so we're gonna take a longer look at that program to see if it's something that we can use in a Griffin Bay setting. As an old English teacher, I kept thinking, how do you use this in the English class? Because it was pretty impressive what it did. So it seemed to go well. Tomorrow's going to be a long stretch too, with our AI speaker coming in first thing in the morning. I think speaks to the secondary first, I think, yeah. And has a 3.5 hour stint, and then continues the rest of the day. And then we'll send out an evaluation and just find out what it's like, right? And pretty sure secondary is first tomorrow. And But yeah, will this happen again? I want to say I hope so. I think there are some really positive things that come out of this. And I'll just finish this with this comment. In the Griffin Bay thing, we're listening to a man by the name of Dr. Ken Robinson, great speaker. But one of the things that he talked, everybody talks about Finland, how great Finland is. There's no state testing, all this kind of stuff. And one of the key things that they focus on, besides personalization of education, is giving teachers the credibility, because they are a central part of what makes a good school a good school, which means professional development is not an expenditure, it's an investment. And so spend the money on it. So we are. We'll see what comes out of it, and see if we go into this next year. But for now, it's a busy time. I'm not. I really don't believe it. It's just that everything's rolling downhill fast, and pretty soon kids are in the classroom.
Okay. Thank you for the. So now.
I should say one other thing. Stewart Island has some things that you will start see on probably some of the consent agendas in the future. There's a few more things we need to do, Stewart Island, that we're finding that when it hasn't been open for 10 years, the deeper dive in the building, showing that we have more work to do. And thank God that teacher's working with us, just making it happen. She,
It's not going to break the bank, is it?
well, I will answer that
Okay,
question if Jose's not here.
I know the answer
Not
already.
today.
Already know the answer now. Okay. So moving on to the consent agenda, standard monthly expenses, personnel, and board meeting minutes. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
Seconded by TJ. For discussion, there are no gifts or donations this month, unfortunately. And there are two contracts to approve. One for a contracted school psych services and one for capital expenditure for the elementary school parking lot. And I also had a question about the $19,605 expenditure for science room flooring. Was this part of a previously approved contract?
Yeah.
Okay, so that it was not on the top of. Anybody else have anything on consent agenda?
I like seeing the purchase order for the electric bus.
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Okay, motion approved unanimously. Monthly budget and enrollment. Jose, you're up.
On the front page, you've seen that the years of 2024 enrollment a couple months now, so I've updated the report in August with the 24-25 budgeted FTE and in the last 2 years historical. So that's what everything is like. And that we're on the class size, and that is the projected class size compliance based on the number of teachers, the number of students that are enrolled, or at least budgeted for enrollment. Any questions on the miscellaneous funds report?
Can I ask you a question on that 16.71 that you have up there on the case size class? That's for this upcoming year, correct? Right. The budget, and that includes TK thrown into this.
It does. If you look at the bottom page, I have a row for TK, and I have on it 17, although that's with our special, I forgot to add the specials teacher in there. But we know we're going to have 17 kids, so we can that one.
But it will go down when you add the specialist teachers, what I'm asking. Yeah.
Any other questions on the enrollment sheet for next year? Any questions again on that second page? And then on page three, now that we have the 4 year budget, right now, just have the July date. Numbers and the budget for the comparison. And as I mentioned last month, that, you know, that red dollar line is going down. And it won't be final until the beginning of November when the FM96 is computed. I'll be just to make the year. Any questions on the line report? And then on the last page, that's where you see what you saw. Last month, the 24-25 adopted by Duke Green and then the FMLE by the 4 year projection with the next week policy. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. Now we have approval of board policies. From last month's first reading, I broke it into two because two of them are language clarification only, and the other two are new policies. So first off is civility in the workplace and separation from employment. We have a motion to approve 5161 and 5280.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian moved.
Second.
TJ seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Motion is approved unanimously. Then the two new policies, and I'm going to say this right, 2401, financial education, mastery-based learning and credit, and 5254, staff expression. Could I have a motion to approve policies 2401 and 5254?
I'll make a motion to approve those.
Brian moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
What does the financial education program look like?
Well, that's interesting. What's the cost that you now have for seniors?
So, we are switching from having Mr. Paul's math to having all the medical for elderly tasks. You can see the school that we care about is also comes in the math program.
No, that was it. Just make sure I got it right. The other one is the you know, when we, especially Griffin Bay, but we use a lot of move away from the traditional integrated 1, 2, and 3, or algebra 1, geometry, algebra 2. We use consumer math, which also checks that box. But I wouldn't say everybody in the entire school is receiving a financial literacy course.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Motion's approved. And then we have the retirement of 5282 civility, which is now covered by policy 5161 and is redundant. Could I have a motion to approve 5282 retirement?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Brian moved.
Second.
TJ seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Aye. Motion is approved unanimously. Director reports. Brian, do you have anything?
I do not have anything at this time.
Okay. TJ, I'm, or Brian, I'm, no, TJ, I'm sure you do. Because you just had a meeting, a ledger rep meeting.
The ledger rep was to prepare us for the WASDA 2024 General Assembly.
Okay.
Which is coming up September 20th and 21st. In the past, I've taken the Friday session, which is Friday the 20th. Barb has pitched in on Saturday. I think Sarah pitched in last year, maybe. So if you're interested in helping out on the Saturday session especially, just let me know.
You don't want to miss the golf one.
Well.
I think so. I have to check my calendar.
Okay. If I have to, I'll do both days. So it's not a problem.
No, I just have to check my calendar.
Okay. I thought there might be a position to modify back what that we did last year with the weight voting, and there is not.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't see it in the guide, which is good. Let's see. Also, since public meeting, wanted to shout out Carrie for winning the primary for the county council. I thought she was retired. Retirement is different for Carrie, apparently. Also, we have coming up the 13th, which I think will be before our next formal meeting. We have our third annual San Juan County Schools Legislative Summit, which is going to be held on Orcas Island. I think we're being floated over, so we don't have to worry about the intermittent ferry. They're asking us to RSVP by the 31st. So if you haven't done so already, please do so if you're going to make it, so they can make arrangements for food and size. And I think that's all I've got right now. We'll probably have more later.
They also said that they hope that that's the first meeting. They're hoping for a second one, which they'll talk about on the 13th. And they're hoping the second one's back at our place. And I don't think they're really inviting anybody on the 13th. It would just be the boards.
Okay.
And super.
And soups.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything either, except now we go into a calendar review. And we do have to discuss a change to the November meeting date. I think we talked about it last time, but it wasn't put in as an action item. It's scheduled for the 27th, but it's the day before Thanksgiving, so we need to make it Tuesday the 26th. And we can't go the week before because it's WASDA. So we need to decide to put it on the agenda for an action item next month.
Are you looking for a motion, Barb?
Uh-huh, please.
I would move that we move or relocate the November board meeting to the 26th of November.
Okay. Can we do an action item if it wasn't put on the calendar as such?
I think you can on this one. You're just changing a date because the calendar is already there. So
okay.
We're going to change to the calendar.
Well, I will second your motion.
Okay.
26 work for you?
We'll know.
It's a Tuesday.
As we get closer, I'll know.
Okay.
I'll say yes at the moment.
Okay. So all in favor of changing it to November 26th, Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes. So again, unanimously approved. Anything else?
Just to make sure we note the September 11th. It's the special board meeting.
Yep.
For Okay.
Four members.
Okay.
For the new board.
All right. And nothing else?
The 6th is the deadline for submissions, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I call this meeting adjourned at 5:15.
What one?
Talk more.